Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands, listen to my prayer. These words give us a wonderful insight into Nehemiah's understanding of God. Everything that follows in this book flows out of these few words. Nehemiah's courageous actions were the result of the way he understood God, and it's the same for us. Our understanding of God, or to use the technical term, theology, will shape the way in which we speak and act. Nehemiah knew the awesome greatness of God, but at the same time he recognized that the God of love wanted to live in covenant partnership with him. Nehemiah lived far away from Jerusalem, where the problems facing the Israelites were colossal. Added to that, he held an important and trusted position in the court of the Persian king, Artaxerxes. As the royal wine taster, it was almost unthinkable that he would be released from his sensitive role. Anyone looking out for their own safety would have kept quiet about the problems in Jerusalem. The last thing they'd want to do would be to ask the king for some leave so that he could go and fix the problem. The fact that Nehemiah did so shows how completely he trusted God. The same principle applies today. Our lives are shaped by our understanding of God. Nehemiah begins his prayer with 30 words to describe God. I wonder what your 30 words would be. I encourage you to set aside some time today to write them down. Your words won't be exactly the same as Nehemiah's, or indeed anyone else you know. Amazingly, God enters into a unique relationship with each one of us, and our understanding of him will be shaped by our own personal journey of faith. I find this incredibly exciting. And as our relationship with God grows and matures, I hope that the 30 words we choose will keep changing. So my question is this, using 30 words, how would you describe God today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we worship you because you're such an awesome God and yet still love us as individuals. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.